And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And Judah said, What shall we say unto my lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. Only the cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. Then said Jonathan, Behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. Let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people, but Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, Ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia hath commanded us. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. Also we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with a third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Because ye have said, We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We, then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also, in preaching the gospel of Christ. Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.